Republican convention or not, political stories are on the front page of most newspapers every day of the year. But critic at large Laurie Stone says politics is surprisingly absent from most stand-up comedy acts. There are exceptions, though, and she says Lewis Black is an exception worth listening to.
I recently spent a week in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, and although the organizers invited a number of smart, unconventional comics, there was a conspicuous absence of political humor. That absence has been apparent throughout the comedy circuit. The age of Reagan hasn't exactly been inspiring of activism. Indifference and complacency have been its strong suits. The same can be said for the David Letterman show, which seldom books political comedians, and which, arguably, is the most powerful tastemaker and showcase for comedians in the U.S. If this climate changes, I know at least one political comedian ready for a larger audience. His name is Lewis Black, and he's been doing stand-up in small clubs around the country for 20 years. During the past five of them, his act has been sharpening in New York at the West Bank Cafe, a theater space he co-founded and helps run. His look is 60s. He still wears wire-rimmed glasses and longish hair. His red tie gives the impression someone said, "Lou, you need color." His dark suit looks as if he thought, "I have to make like I'm going to work." Inside his head, the new left and the sex wars are still alive, too. Print matter and memory are his contexts.
We invaded Grenada in our lifetime, really, to make the Caribbean safe for Club Meds.
He places newspaper clippings on a stool and reads from them, the way Mort Saul used to in the days before he terminally curdled. But Black isn't smug and pious the way Saul was, even at his best. Black takes corruption personally. His material isn't usually falling down funny, but it's trenchant.
Did you make a list of possible Democratic vice presidential candidates? Did it ever occur to you to pick Lloyd Benson? Did it ever cross your mind? Did Lloyd Benson at any time in the past 5 years cross your mind? George Benson. Now, there's a great choice. That's a great vice presidential candidate. You send him out to some malls, he sings a little.
Sometimes, to get a laugh, all he has to do is read a headline. Bush gets endorsement from Gaddafi. Black's disbelief at the Reagan years chokes him. He chain smokes and sips Rolling Rock beer to keep from flailing his arms at the ruling powers. From time to time, he does just that, turning his back on the audience, seeking consolation from the wall, a Job who doesn't want the job but has a talent for complaint. Reagan, he mutters, adding, he called shooting down the Iranian Airbus an understandable accident. Black goes on. I've never heard those two words used together. If it's an accident, it can't be understandable. A few days after the show, Black and I had lunch. This guy, who almost never smiles when holding a mic, is contented. He's a playwright as well as a comedian. Two secure fields, he calls them. He told me, I finally have control over what I do. Of course, no one is saying, here's $500,000, we want you to work with the SEALs. The thing that makes him happiest is freedom in working. He described his day. Mornings, I read as many magazines and newspapers as I can. I'm on stage 5 or 6 nights a week, so I can be watching the 6 o'clock news and get up on stage at 8:30 that night and talk about what's on my mind. Most of what I do each week is new. Black said he was going to be 40 this month, adding, I'm ready. What more can happen? I was having too pleasant a time to speculate.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.